The first weekend in December is on the horizon, and there are things to do that tie in with the holiday season and beyond. Tanya Pendleton curates our Things to Do segment at WHYY.org, and she joins us to suggest activities for you. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Yes, holiday preparations are really fun, but they can be taxing. So it's good to find some time to do some fun things in your holiday preparation. Did you know we've got our own version of the Burning Man Festival in the region?
I had no idea. Like the annual event in Nevada?
Well, it's similar. Phoenixville's Firebird Festival happens this weekend. The town builds a huge wooden phoenix, similar to what they do at Burning Man, and then safely sets it on fire. It's all in support of Phoenixville's arts and culture community, so there will be live performances, drummers, dancers, even a pub crawl. That's out at Veterans Field on Saturday, starting at 4 p.m., and it's absolutely free.
And we love free. I also hear there's a special festival going on in Delaware as well.
Yes, there is. If you loved the holiday classic A Christmas Carol, and it's head to the Dickens Festival in Newcastle this weekend. On Friday, there's the Fezziwigs Ball, and on Saturday, there are three seatings for Victorian tea. Newcastle is also celebrating the spirit of Christmas, so there are homes and churches in the town specially decorated for the Christmas season.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horror.
Hanukkah is underway. The Festival of Lights is definitely going to draw out people to celebrate.
It is, and the Philadelphia Museum of Art is hosting an all-ages Hanukkah dance party on Friday night. That starts at 5 p.m., and it's free with museum admission. There will be musical performances, and it's an event you can feel comfortable bringing the kids to.
There are two musical artists who I happen to adore. They're playing locally.
If all I was black, don't you want to know me more than that?
That's right. Living legend Mavis Staples is in town at World Cafe Live on Friday and Saturday night. She's touring in support of her latest project, If All I Was Black. Third collaboration with Wilco frontman Jeff Tweedy. They won a Grammy together for an earlier project. And can you believe it? That is the very first Grammy Mavis Staples ever won.
She is so amazing.
And singer-songwriter Rufus Wainwright is at the Keswick Theater in Glenside on Friday night. Those artists that really excels in multiple genres. He does everything from opera to torch singing to pop to classical. He does it all.
Tanya, let's get outside for some fresh air.
Yeah, let's do that. The 5th annual Rudolph Run on Saturday in Manayunk is the very definition of a fun run. You can wear costumes, ugly Christmas sweaters, and anything else festive that you can run in. That gets started at 9 a.m., and as usual, we'll have details at whyy.org/things-to-do. And in New Jersey, the exhibit Enamored Armor is at the Rowan University Art Gallery. That exhibit celebrates the power of the female form, and it goes through January 12th.
Great suggestions from our curator of Things to Do, Tanya Pendleton. Where can we find out more?
WHYY.org/things-to-do, where you can find out all the details on those events and more, including one of the nation's oldest sporting events.